The Southeast Island School District is indicating that three of its schools will not operate in the coming year. As KRBD's Jay Marble reports, SISD is a rural education attendance area serving very small communities in sparsely populated areas.
Usually, SISD schools are in places with a limited tax base and without the means to operate their own schools. In the days of the floating logging camps, SISD was also mostly on floats, changing location as the work moved. In recent years, many of those floating schools were moved onto land, reflecting the changing nature of the economy and population. To receive a crucial piece of state funding, SISD schools must have 10 students enrolled during the October student count. Lauren Birch is the school superintendent. He says his district needs young families with school-aged kids. Right now, those families are not being attracted to the Southeast Island communities, and the older families are leaving.
You know, there's definitely a drain in Southeast Alaska. You know, we've had hard economic times in our small sites for some time, and I think we just kind of hit the wall a little bit. I mean, people try to hang on, and you know, we have disappearing people as well. We don't know exactly where they go always. It's not necessarily just the bigger towns in Southeast. They just seem to go.
Birch also says land sales, where undeveloped home sites are auctioned off by state agencies or the feds, are still attracting buyers, but from a demographic that does not have school-aged children who would attend an SISD school.
There was a time, you know, 20, 30 years ago, when you could have a land sale and new families would move and, you know, rough it and tough it out and get jobs in fishing or logging or something and be happy. Now when we have those land sales, it's just people on speculation or, you know, someone from somewhere else wanting a summer home. It just does not generate children. You can sell 20 lots and not generate a child.
State boarding schools, charter schools, and neighboring districts that bus students out of the SISD area all take a toll. SISD schools have sometimes operated with fewer than 10 students. Birch says last year there were three schools, Edna Bay, Port Protection, and Hollis, that did not meet the 10-student requirement. That was difficult because the district had to make do without the funding that comes with 10 students. This year, he says, there just isn't enough in the various budgets that can be moved to prop up the under 10 schools. He's hesitant to say a school won't operate because those statements might discourage a new family from moving in. However, it's not looking too good for Hyder. At this time, Birch knows of only 7 students committed to attending that site. He says there are no wintertime jobs to keep family in the area, though he is somewhat optimistic that the long-talked-about water bottling plant might eventually open. And things don't look good for the Whale Pass School either.
I don't believe there's any possible way. There's not enough students there, even with the family moving in or something. So I don't believe Whale Pass will reopen. Well, we've said it will not. We've closed it. But, you know, we take a pretty, we'll look at that. I'll revisit that in middle of August.
Edna Bay is also scheduled for closure. Birch says any school that does not operate will be maintained and the heat will be left on in hopes that in future years there will be 10 students. In the meantime, SISD will offer families in those communities correspondence and other distance delivery services. I'm Jay Marble.